T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pop music? Wow. Look at you, digging deep into the 80s. I like it. 5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We played a rousing rendition of Cheers 2 earlier today. Someone won a $50 gift card for Funky Buddha Brewery.
I'm going to need me about 10 tonight. Ran me hot.
Tell you what. But this is my promise to you, because when we do 15 minutes of heat in about 10 minutes or so, I've got to talk about Zion a little bit because that is in the realm of the NBA. But I am making everyone this promise. Tomorrow, Friday, this is a Zion-free radio show.
Promise. Pinky swear.
Promise. I pinky swear.
Put out that little mushy pinky.
There you go.
That's it. Thank you.
That is a... And Solana, it is up to you to keep us in line when it comes to that. I'm telling you. The Pelicans don't play tonight, do they? Because all bets are off if they do.
No. Back-to-back? You think he can make it in a back-to-back?
Oh, you want to go there?
No, look at Dan Day.
They play Friday and Sunday, so Monday.
Okay, well, actually, then tomorrow we probably should preview the game. Who do they play?
Yeah. The Nuggets.
I'm just teasing. I'm teasing everybody. I'm teasing. Don't worry about it. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get headlines. So we're going to play the cue to call at some point here in the 5 o'clock hour, okay? You don't know when. It could be happening during the headlines here. It could happen during 15 minutes of heat. You have no idea, but when you hear it, you want to be the first correct caller. By the way, I see people calling in right now. I'm going to block the lines. If you're on hold right now, you're about to get bounced off the lines. Hold on. I don't know how to... get that guy off the line there. You're on and you're off. There you go. All the lines are blocked, so we will not unblock these lines so no one can squat on a phone line trying to be the correct caller. You all have to wait for the cue to call. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana, who's put up with a lot for the last 48 hours.
The big news of the hour, it has nothing to do with Zion Williams. Woo! Thank God. Jaren Williams has entered the transfer portal.
Yeah, no shocker there. And I really wouldn't be surprised if Nikosi Perry enters as well. He may not, but yeah, one of the guys, if not two of them, had to go because De'Aaron King is going to be the quarterback, and Van Dyke could be the backup, and I think there's another one on the roster as well. So not a surprise. Jaren Williams in the transfer portal.
If you think about it, De'Aaron King has one more year left. So
correct.
Like, whoever that next guy is, he needs to be prepared to play as well.
Which would be Van Dyke, I think.
Yes.
I'm not certain where Jaren or Nikosi are going to fit into the equation.
Is any no emotion behind Jaren leaving? Or?
No, you know what? When we mentioned in the last segment, some people were texting in, you know, don't let the door hit you in the ass or bye Felicia or whatever. And I don't feel that way at all, because I really do think there were times – that he looked really good. There were times that he didn't, but there were times where I remember coming in here going, they found a quarterback.
He has the record at UM for touchdown passes.
It was like 6 in a game.
Or Louisville, 52 points.
Like, it was, I mean, so he had some good games. I thank him for what he did. It just was what it was. They had issues, and you know, it's time to move on, and I'm really glad, as a Hurricanes fan, very glad that we can go into next season without worrying about the quarterback position, because I really do think De'Aaron King is the guy. What else you got there, Solana?
The Miami Heat did pull off a victory yesterday in overtime over the Washington Wizards, 134-129. They improved to 8-0 in overtimes this season. Tomorrow, it's the L.A. Clippers coming to the American Airlines Arena, an 8 p.m. start time.
All right, 8 p.m. start time. Let's not have a sparse crowd, right, Solana?
Right.
Anything else?
Yeah, the reported concussions rose slightly during the NFL's 2019 preseason and regular season this year from last year. It increased from 214 in 2018 to 224 this season.
All right. Anything else?
Yes, guys. And finally, four species of walking sharks have been discovered in tropical waters off northern Australia and New Guinea, according to a report.
All right. So when I said that I expressed shock that ladybugs have knees, and then I said, you know, fish and sea creatures don't. If there's walking sharks, obviously they do have knees.
You can't just get out the water now? They can sneak up on you?
I don't know. I saw that story. Yeah. I didn't click on it, but I saw the story. It's got to be they walk on the, I'm guessing, on the ocean floor. Like,
no, they have knees. They walk.
On the ocean floor, though, is my point. They're not walking
not on
sidewalks.
They're walking on the shore. On the shore.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do they breathe?
I just feel like that might not be true.
Well, because of evolution, they're able to... No, seriously. Because of evolution, they're able to hold their breath longer than, you know, the typical sharks that live just in the water.
You know, speaking of water and blah, 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 I was watching Us last night. Yeah. Remember it was Jordan Peele that made it, and Get Out was so good. And I remember seeing the trailers for Us. So it was on HBO last night. I was watching it.
Why?
Okay, so... It's really not good.
It's not.
It's awful.
Like, I remember we saw it in the theater, and we were like, oh, man, I wanted to like that movie so much. And I watched it last night on HBO. It's bad. Like, not even like it just...
It's terrible.
The concept, I guess, is pretty cool that there'd be tethers and whatever, but, man, that movie is just not good.
There should have been more to it.
Or it should have been marketed as just a slasher movie. Because I thought it was going to be a real thinking person's movie, and I don't know.
Dumb decisions. When they get in the boat and go to their friend's house.
Real dumb decisions.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It would have been a good TV series, right? Like on Netflix or something like that.
Oh, almost like a zombie show where it's a tether show.
Like
more
to it where...
Right, they could drag it out.
Yeah, drag out the tether in different
tether
situations.
I just expected at the end, like the kind of Get Out, where when they got to the auction scene in Get Out... Your head just started to explode. And then, you know, when he found the pictures of the girl with other black guys and like
blew your mind.
Yeah, and this one was just a slasher movie.
Spoiler alert, I think we have to say. Right. I think that point was when you found out that the mom was really the tether and they switched.
Right, which
like
was
that
cool.
Was the boom
like that,
part,
that was cool.
But...
Right, and you find out why she couldn't talk because she had been choked.
Yeah.
But it was just too convenient. You know.
You guys saw it in the theaters.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it the second night it was out.
I couldn't wait to see
Get
it.
Out, Get Out had you excited about it. Like,
yes.
What?
How was the reception in the theater? Because when I saw it in the theater, I saw it 2 weeks after it was released. In the moments where there was supposed to be high tension,
there was laughter.
It was like awkward laughter. Yeah. Like, wait.
It just never worked. Yeah. It just didn't work. It was such a bummer. All right, you got anything else? You got weather?
Yeah, let's get to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, there are spotted showers across the region. Tonight, the low should drop to 66, and those showers will continue at least well into the night.
All right, we're going to do 15 minutes of heat next. It'll be Clay Ferrero from Local 10. He's always a nice guy. I have to ask him about Zion, though, because I know he happens to be a big basketball fan, college basketball fan as well. You know that he watched Zion a lot at Duke, so I imagine he'll be with me. But we're not getting, this is all water under the bridge.
Yep.
And tomorrow is going to be completely Zion Williamson free day. Like, that's...
I look forward to that.
That is it. And so we move on, and you're listening for the cue to call, and we're going to do 15 minutes of heat, and everything's good. Dan Day, he needs some counseling or something. He's almost like the daughter in Us. Like he knows something's a little off. Or even the son, when the son found out that mommy was a tether.
Yeah.
Dan kind of had that moment with us today, but it's all going to be good. Everything is going to be all right. So we'll do 15 minutes of heat here momentarily.
Everybody wants financial freedom, and that's what Dade County Federal Credit Union can do for you. Are you good with money? Are you financially educated? You want to say yes, but be honest with yourself. Can you say yes? Dade County Federal Credit Union has 11 branches throughout Dade County, and they've been serving South Florida since 1939. They're also the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins, and if you join the credit union today, you get free access to money management and financial education services. You want to make money your whole life. You think about it. You go to school. You get good grades. You get a good job. You want promotions. You're trying to make money. You're trying to support yourself, but are you good with that money? Do you plan for retirement? Do you know how your money is working? DCFCU, they're not putting your money under a mattress. They will explain to you what's going on and help you get that financial freedom by offering savings, checkings, car loans, personal loans, mortgages, and the Dade Auto Desk. We all know the hassle of buying a car. The Dade Auto Desk is a free auto buying service that makes that experience simple and efficient. And then there's the loved Dade County Federal Credit Union's Perfect Checking. It is in honor of the 1972 Miami Dolphins perfect season, and the great benefits of DCFCU's Perfect Checking is automatic debit card saving. They automatically transfer to your DCFCU savings account from debit purchases, ATM reversal fees up to $10 per month, and identity theft recovery services. Applying is easy. Just go online at dcfcu.org/perfect. But financial freedom is all we're looking for. You want to be good with money. You want to know what your money's doing. You want to know how your money's working. Are you getting ready to retire? It's never too early, and Dade County Federal Credit Union can help you with all of that. Go to fincu.com. That's fincu.com for more details.
All right, you're listening for the cue to call for your chance to win two tickets to the big game, courtesy of Pepsi, and we're going to do 15 minutes of heat with Clay Ferrero next on Hockman and Crowder. Can't wait to get the Clay Ferrero here from Local 10. That was good.
The Clay got some sense. Ring on Clay.
Again.
Just ring on Clay. Don't come with the giggles. Ring on Clay.
15 minutes of heat, although I got a lot of Zion stuff to talk about. But the Heat did do it again last night. First of all, they blew a big lead like they've done. Then they go to overtime. They win in overtime. They've got 20 wins in 21 home games.
That's crazy.
That number itself is a shocking stat.
That 8-0 in overtime is a stupid
number. 8-0 in overtime. I mean, overtime, like, that usually balances out. You don't want to go to overtime after overtime. 8-0 in overtime. They host the Clippers tomorrow. 15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by Comcast. Stay connected to your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat. And by GEICO, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. We will go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Clay Ferrero from Local 10, you have to check your knowledge at the door for this one.
Come on, Clay.
I want to warn you before I bring you on, check your brain at the door. This is like when I get together with my in-laws. Everything you think you know, you don't know.
Stop saying that.
Channing,
they're going to hear you.
I'm too far in. I'm too deep on this one. You are joining a man here, Clay, who thinks Zion Williamson had a poor debut last night in the NBA.
Well, first off, who's picking on my man Crowder? Because I'm getting territorial over here. I feel like I've always seen Crowder as like this gentle flower that needs protection. So I'm here to fight, man. I'm here to fight. I'm here to fight for Crowder, whatever it takes. So I don't care what. Sometimes when it comes to protecting your loved ones, you will put sense aside.
Absolutely.
And I'm a tulip.
And that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely. He is. He's a sensitive flower. He's a sensitive flower today. What did you watch Zion last night?
I did. And, I think it took a little while, obviously, for the, he had to shake off some rust, for sure. But I think the one thing that we saw with Zion, even at Duke, was this ability in the moment, and so many guys kind of have that extra sense about them, and somehow whenever Zion was playing, even at Duke, you just couldn't take your eyes off of him. And I think last night, even when he wasn't scoring, he wasn't doing a lot early, you couldn't take your eyes off of him. And then boom, second half, he goes on that stretch, and it's like, okay, I feel like it's that it factor, that star quality, and even though it took a little bit, we did see a bit of that last night.
But Clay, the 3-minute stretch, that's it? That's all. Other than that, turnovers. Three, what, he had 5 points? Like, come on, man. 5 points before.
You realize he only played in 8 minutes in the first half.
I know. And you know why they took him out? Because he was standing there being fat.
No, they had a minutes limit on him. They had a minutes limit. Like, they did. They did. And they should have kept him in at the end, by the way. They took the lead when he was in there. So you can't say that he was fading. He brought them back from a deficit, gave them the lead, and they made a mistake in taking him out. But go ahead. Tell Clay what you want to tell him.
If they weren't, if he could play better in the first three quarters, they wouldn't be that far down.
So
I'm serious, Clay.
Look, okay, look, just so I am making sure not to pick on the delicate flower here, if we are extrapolating this out and he's going to play poorly through three quarters in every single game, then sure. I think what I looked at last night as is it took him a little while to get his feet wet. It's been a long time since he played. And look, I think even some of the practice time, the time off that he had, weren't there reports they were kind of trying to have him relearn how to walk? I mean, there were these weird things that came out as far as what they were trying to train him to do. So I have a feeling that the early part of last night isn't really indicative of what you're going to see from him moving forward. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to go on this 17 straight point in 3 minute stretch every single game, but obviously the star quality is there, and if he stays healthy, and that's a big if, I think you're going to see more moments like that to come, and I think fewer moments of the first half where he did seem like he was trying to find his footing a little bit.
We disagree with you. We think that the 8 minutes in the first half is indicative of his entire NBA career, and Crowder talked me into it. New Orleans made a mistake in drafting him. Would you agree?
I think John looks better.
I mean, far be it for me to disagree with you guys.
I think Ja looks better.
He should. He's played a half of an NBA
and
season.
This guy hung
Zion
up for
Williamson
8 weeks.
Has played for 20 minutes.
No, he didn't play for 20 minutes.
I mean, you're not going out 18. On a limb by saying Ja Morant looks better. You're not exactly breaking news there. Go ahead, Clay. Do you agree that Zion is a bust?
No, and this is why I'd be terrible at sports talk radio. I can't do what you guys do. I'm too much in the middle. And that now. If it was food talk radio, then I think I'd be pretty darn good at this thing. But the whole sports talk thing where you have to dig in on a side with a ridiculous take, this whole –
And the ridiculous take you're talking about is Crowder's take. It can't be my take.
So 3 minutes, you have a great take in 3 minutes of basketball.
So when you look at someone's stat line at the end of the game, Clay, you then dig down to see if they did it over the span of 48 minutes, and if they didn't, it was a bad game, correct?
No, I kind of look at the box score and I say, okay, what is the one thing that I can say here that will get me the most Twitter interaction? And, oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. That's what Channing Crowder did.
I'm a delicate tulip, Clay. I'm a delicate tulip.
He's trying so hard not to pounce on you in this fragile state that you're in.
No, but I did wake up and I saw all the things you were tweeting this morning, or should I say retweeting this morning, Hawk, and I was pretty it was a pretty clear indication of where you were going today.
Yeah, well, I mean, Crowder entrenched on a side, and this is why it was such a great night for me last night. I entrenched myself in a side that I had no idea if it was going to pan out, because the only way Zion could have put up 20 and 10 last night, and if it was all in the paint, I had no leg to stand on, which really is his game. I understand it. And I went out on this. We had a 40-minute argument on the air last night, 40 minutes without a commercial break. It was as if we ignored the well, it's not as if we ignored the clock. We were in the middle of a restaurant and we argued for 40 minutes. And I kept saying that Zion is a multidimensional player and he's got a jumper. The only thing that would have made me feel good last night is Zion hitting jumpers. And I felt even better when the dude nailed down 4 out of 4 threes. So, yes, I went on a tweet spree. I went on a texting spree to Crowder. I called his loved ones to make sure that they got him here today. I was afraid that he wasn't going to show up. I had more fun watching that game last night than I've had watching an NBA game in a long time. But Crowder today has talked me out of my excitement. Zion is a bust. New Orleans made a big mistake.
Now you jumped there.
Well, I mean, after that whole rant, I think I'm probably talked out of it too now.
All right, right. I mean, you can understand now. I think we all – a bust, right. Zion, bust. I want you to put that up on the graphic on Local 10.
It's still up for grabs.
Clay Ferreiro, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10. This is 15 Minutes of Heat, so let me give you a little heat talk here. They are still number two in the East. They, you know, blew a lead last night, but then they take it to overtime. They win, as they always do. They're 20-1 at home. Are we making the jump from they're a pretty good team or they're playing above their head team to they're an elite team in the East?
Well, no. If anything, I'd almost go slightly the other direction after the last couple of games. And I did think it was interesting to report in The Athletic today that before Sacramento ultimately traded Trevor Ariza to Portland, that the Heat were deep in talks with them for Ariza. And, you know, look, Trevor Ariza is not the same player that he was 3, 4, 5 years ago, but he does bring the element that I think we all see that the Heat have been missing. That's perimeter defense. And what he also does is shoot threes fairly well, which means he doesn't ruin your spacing on offense. So, you know, I think what we're seeing with this team is, yeah, look, I mean, it's awesome. You'll take the W however you can get it. But, look, man, I thought that moment in the third quarter where Eric Spoelstra pulled out all five starters, and he said it today. He said he could very easily recollect the last time that he did that, and it was 3 years ago in Brooklyn. And in his words, the starters were BSing around, and he pulled them out. And so, to me, I thought that was, first, I thought it was a great move. Secondly, I thought it was his way of saying, look, I have tried everything else with you guys to get you to play defense and stop runs like this. This is all I've got left. And so I think you combine that with what you saw today with that report about Ariza, and it starts to make you think, okay, the Heat are clearly in the market for someone. They're looking for somebody who can help that perimeter defense, which has been such an issue over the last few weeks, and especially since that trip to New York. So if anything, I think we're starting to see that they know they need a bit of help if they want to be one of those really good teams in the East, one of those top 2, 3, 4 seeds, getting home court advantage and potentially making a run to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And Clay, talking about Trevor, I saw that report. Chris Paul was talked about. You know, a number of people were talking about Andre Drummond at one point. Would that mess up that continuity, that chemistry? Because I think people overlook that a lot with what the Heat are doing with these young players, with that chemistry. Do you think adding a piece like a Trevor Ariza, not an all-star, but a pretty good player, would it mess up any of the chemistry going on right now?
Well, I think it's a really good question, and I think that's where the Ariza part comes in and kind of answers it for you. They're not looking at this point for, you know, someone that's going to cost them one of those young players that we think is going to be a part of this team moving forward, like, you know, a Tyler Hero or a Kendrick Nunn or any other huge asset. Somebody like Trevor Ariza would not have cost that much. So I think what they're doing, Channing, and this is to your point, they're trying to add a piece at the lowest cost they can that they think will help their greatest efficiency without messing up that chemistry, without messing up what they're trying to do moving forward. And it tells you, look, if Pat Riley gets a call from somebody tomorrow and there's a true legitimate star available, then I think absolutely he'll take the call. But at this point, I have a hard time seeing them in on a player. You know, you hear the name Robert Covington a lot. Well, I think a lot of people are going to want Robert Covington, and the Heat would have to give up a bit too much to get him. So, you know, I think ultimately they're going to try to do that the best they can to bolster that defense without messing up that team chemistry that's made this thing work so well to this point.
Clay Ferreiro from Local 10. I imagine New Orleans is probably going to try to package Zion, get him out of there because he's a bust. Would you trade Deion Waiters straight up for Zion, or you wouldn't let go of Deion for that garbage?
I don't know, man. For that, they'd have to include Drew Holiday in the deal. I don't know, man. I think they're past the point of giving up one bad contract for another.
There's only one person yesterday that had a worse take than Crowder, and it happens to be the guy that we're talking to on the phone. So I'm going to give you a little bit of breathing room here, because as bad as Crowder's Zion Williamson take was and is, by the way,
for yourself, 3 minutes of basketball.
Bring in the watering
three
can for
minutes,
my little tulip over.
3 minutes of basketball.
My tulip is wilting. The only person that had a worse take than you was Clay Ferreiro, who dubbed jalapeno poppers What, better than wings? We know that you like boneless chicken wings over regular wings because you want to clear the basket, which I don't even understand what that means. But we were shocked when that take came out. You don't like chicken wings at all, period, with the bone. You think it's you don't think they taste good.
Right, that's the bigger point here. It's not so much that I like clearing the basket, although that is a very nice byproduct of the whole thing, the feeling of accomplishment when you're a part of the Clean Basket Club. But mostly it's that I just don't like I don't feel like chewing on chicken bone and chicken fat. Give me the boneless wings. Give me the tenders. Or in this case, jalapeno poppers are awesome. I don't know where you're coming from.
No. Like, I'm not saying that they're not awesome, but you said they were greater than what?
I said they're greater than chicken wings.
Okay. Jalapeno poppers, as far as I can see, have been removed from most menus. So they can't be greater than chicken wings because I would be hard-pressed to find a place that still sells jalapeno poppers.
I'm not saying that my argument is one that is widely shared. I'm pretty sure that I'm in the minority with all of this, and I'm fine with that. But look, history is filled with people who were willing to take a stand and be brave and say things that maybe in the moment aren't necessarily popular. But
He thinks you're talking to him.
Turn that down and let Clay talk. Y'all let Clay talk.
He thinks you're talking to him.
Let Clay talk.
I'm just saying I've had people who were not brave enough to speak out on this topic that now are and can now enjoy their chicken tenders, their jalapeno poppers, their deep-fried pickles. Hey, Solana even told me that. Look, man, people are speaking out, and we're in unity now. I feel like I've accomplished something.
There's no unity. You can't get jalapeno poppers anywhere, and you can't find people that think Zion Williamson's debut wasn't a great debut in the NBA.
Great!
That's right, great!
Great!
I think the one thing I will disagree with you on is that my take is actually worse than his.
I was trying to protect my little flower as well, Clay.
We were vibing, bro, but damn jalapeno poppers. I haven't seen one of those on the menu in years.
I was winking at you when I did that, Clay. I was like, hey, take one here for Crowder because he's wilting under the pressure. But no, his take is 1,000 times worse than your take.
Come on.
Clay Ferreira, watch him on Local 10. Thank you for joining us, Clay. Always a pleasure.
Anytime, fellas. Have a good one.
Clay, some guys are not cut out for these streets. And Clay's not cut out for these streets. Like, he doesn't want to see that kind of anger. You know what I mean? That's not his wheelhouse. Cuno, Mike Cuno will come in.
He wants that funk.
He'll start snapping necks.
I would love for my daughter to marry a Clay Ferreiro.
Clay just wants to keep everybody happy.
She brings Cuno to my house. I'm throwing him in the lake.
He's like, okay, I see what you're talking about with Zion. Now it's not exactly where I would go, but I understand. I
leave my botanist alone. That's my Clay.
He is your botanist.
That's my Clay.
We bring him on now as your botanist. He takes care of his flower. All right, there you go. That is your 15 minutes of heat. Hey, yo, talk to him. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. The Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Little birdie tells me that the cue to call has not played yet during the 5 o'clock hour. It's got to come up at some point before we're off the air here at 6 o'clock. So when it does, we'll unblock the lines. We've got a busy signal right now. It's because all the lines are blocked. Looking at the Prize Picks app for tonight. If you need more action with your fantasy sports life, Prize Picks has you covered. Download the app at the App Store or Google Play, or go to prizepicks.com to check out the board and start winning today. We have told you that this Prize Picks app is really fun. So when you open an account, it'll ask for a referral code when you're putting in your name and stuff. If you put in the referral code 305, you will get a free to play for a chance to win $50. It's free. So it's a really cool app. I'm looking at it now. Are you looking at tonight's game, Solana?
Yeah, I am.
Bradley Beal. So Washington and Cleveland tonight. Bradley Beal, 41.5. It's all based on fantasy points. You bet overs, unders, and it's fantasy points. And it's really fun. Like, I had Zion last night. I had the over. And he went over. I think it was 26.5. And he went way over. The only thing that I got right yesterday, though, I'll tell you what my entry was yesterday. I had Bam Adebayo over 44 last night, over 44 fantasy points, put up 17.6. It was brutal. I took the Ben Simmons over. He had 47 fantasy points was the over-under. I got he ended with 39. And then Zion, it was 26.5, and he ended with 29.9. I got to get back on the winning track. But anyway, I honestly, if you like overs and unders and fantasy and winning money, hopefully, download the Prize Picks app. It's fun. And like I say, Prize Picks has you covered. You could download the app at the App Store or Google Play or go to prizepicks.com. Is there anything that you love tonight on overs and unders?
Yeah, so Bradley Beal, he's projected 41.5.
Yeah.
He, last night, I don't know how many Heat fans saw this, kind of rolled his ankle in overtime. Late in the game, it wasn't enough to take him out, but he kind of rolled
his under?
Ankle.
Second night of a back-to-back.
Second night of a back-to-back. His ankle's going to be tender tonight. I'm going to go under Bradley Beal, and I'm going to go over Ish Smith, who is Washington's like big secret weapon. He's only at 24.5, and if Bradley Beal has to miss time tonight, or if he's walking gingerly, Ish Smith is going to get those minutes.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, I'm gonna do exactly that, and I'm going to take LeBron under because of what Rob Pizzola told us earlier, which is his little birdies told him that the Lakers were out partying in New York. They had the Knicks last night. They've got Brooklyn tonight. So I'm going to go under on LeBron. His fantasy projection is 54. All right, I like that. So we're going to go over on Ish Smith, under on Bradley Beal, under on LeBron. All right, I'm doing it right now. Prize Picks app, I'm telling you. It changes the way you watch the games. It's so much fun. So we're going under on Bradley Beal. I'm putting it in right now. Over on Ish Smith and under on LeBron. And I'm going to do flex play on that. So it'll pay out on 3 out of 3 or 2 out of 3. And submit. Did it. Oh, I like your handicapping there, Solana. Download the Prize Picks app. It's in the App Store. It's really cool. We have a big watch party for the big game. And it's going to be at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Me, Crowder, Jay Figg, who went 0-3 last night in her picks. Jay Figg, Dan Day is going to be there. Potentially Aronde Gadsden, but don't quote me on that. I know Solana's not going to be there because he's actually going to the big game. But if you're thinking about where you want to watch the big game on Sunday, February 2nd, Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. That is the official Hockman & Crowder watch party. We are really looking forward to it. And if you haven't been to Dave & Buster's lately, they've got a 42-foot TV. So it is really going to be fun. I'm so looking forward to that because that's going to be the culmination of a lot of work next week when we're on Radio Row. And then we will all party together at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Tomorrow, Zion Williamson free, right? You can hold us to that?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, men's.com is now offering your first month of generic Viagra or Cialis starting at just $5. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at men's.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for just a fraction of the cost. You can get erectile dysfunction prescriptions delivered conveniently and discreetly to your front door. No trip to the doctor with an embarrassing conversation to have. The men's.com process is all online. Takes just 15 minutes to get approval from a doctor. And they're even located right here in the U.S. So don't put off your needs any longer. If you really want to enhance your performance, visit men's.com for generic Viagra or Cialis and get your first month starting at just $5. Treat ED easily with men's.com. You'll thank me later. That is FDA approved, men's.com. And for a limited time, you can get your first month starting at just $5. Anything you want to play before we wrap things up here, Solana?
I don't know, Hawk. What are you feeling?
I don't know.
Oh, no!
All right!
Oh, no!
All right!
Oh, no!
All right!
what you got to do if there's anything that you got to do. Somebody texts in, Hawk, you and Crowder are not going to the big game. We are not. We are not. We are going to Dave and Buster's. I'm telling you, we're looking forward to it. We like doing events there, and it's why we specifically chose them, and they were kind enough to come on board with it. So Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. I'm talking about the one between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of 95. That is where we are going to watch the game, the big game, on Sunday, February 2nd. And they're bringing in actual barbecue from Kansas City. They've got, like, pitmasters coming in from Kansas City that are going to cook up actual Kansas City barbecue in the parking lots, in these big barbecue pits. It's going to be a whole thing. So big game watch party. We want you to join us at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, Sunday, February 2nd. All right. We apologize again for what transpired during today's show. We are not proud of it. We got a stern talking to from our program director, Len Weiner. We will be better tomorrow. I guarantee you we will be better tomorrow. On this day in 1983, the A-Team premiered on NBC. And I don't really even recognize any of the celebrity birthdays. All right, that is going to do it for us. We will speak with you mañana.
Dust in the wind. All we are is wind.
You need to neep.
That's all, folks.
You need to neep.
Oh, no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.